quite a changing world of work out there, yet sort of the rules and the expectations that we have ingrained in our corporate craniums hasn't kept pace.
Why is this pace of change? Is it all technology? Is that why things are changing so quickly?
You know, there are many contributing factors. Technology is surely one, and it gives us many new ways, Chris, for when and where and how work can get done. Other trends that contribute to this is the changing nature of the workforce in lots of different ways, from family structures that have changed, the composition, the fact that there are so many more women in the workplace now. In fact, they're 40%, working women are 40% of all, are the primary breadwinners. Winners for their family, generational differences, changing attitudes of men. They're all combining and converging in a way that says now's the time to respond.
The book is called The Corporate Lattice. Tell folks what the corporate lattice, what does that mean?
Well, the corporate lattice is a metaphor that we use to sort of compare and contrast to a longstanding metaphor called the corporate ladder, which came into vogue at the start of the Industrial Revolution more than a century ago. And chances are, if you are in the workforce, you've heard of the corporate ladder. And what it really does is represents or symbolizes a hierarchical structure in terms of the organization, the notion of work as always being a place you go to between 8 and 4, 9 to 5, whatever. There's been a very kind of linear, vertical set of career paths. Tasks and the jobs that you do are really defined in a way that that was when very routine tasks were in fact a good part of the workforce. The lattice in construct, and if you think about a lattice from a math perspective, is actually a mathematical expression that can move, where something can move in many directions infinitely. If you think about the garden variety of a lattice, just think about the trellis on which your roses may be growing in your backyard. But the notion behind lattice is that you have more options, that there is no one size fits all, no one way that work needs to be done. There's more multi-directional career paths, that there's much more community and team-driven work, that, workers, by and large, are very different in terms of what they're looking for and in terms of what their own measures of success are.
And part of what you write about is that the workplace, it's much less hierarchical, that vertical where, you move step to step to step. Well, people at the front lines can have enormous amount of impact.
That's correct. If you look in the private sector, for example, there are 25% fewer layers, vertical layers in an organization. And in fact, many agencies within the federal government have had similar reductions in terms of just the number of layers there are. And so when you take a look at that, there's the landscape of work itself has been irreversibly changed in ways that work itself have not really kept pace with these new rules.
We're talking with Kathy Benko. She is the Chief Talent Officer for Deloitte and author of the book, The Corporate Lattice, Achieving High Performance in the Challenging Work World of Work. One of the things you write about, and I always think about these young people who are coming into government space, but they're also coming in the private sector who, they don't, I know people who don't even have phones with cords anymore, and they just think of work in a very, very different way.
Oh, they surely do. And in fact, I was having lunch with somebody today who had said a Gen Y member of their team had not returned a voicemail of his. And when he said to the individual, "Didn't you get my voicemail?" the individual looked at him and said, "Look, you didn't need to leave me a voicemail. I could see on my PDA, that you called and what time you called. No, I didn't listen to your voicemail. Why would I do that?"
Right. And folks who, email really becoming even a passive, a passé technology. They're texting or all very different ways of communicating. It can be really challenging for a manager.
Yes, Chris, in many respects. And if we go back to that, you know, the notion of technology and how much of a differentiator it is here, technology has done a number of things. And one of the things it's done is made the workplace a much more productive place. In fact, about 80% more productive. But it also means that there are many new ways to consider where and how work gets done. There's no question, for example, and it's certainly no secret that federal agencies are being asked to do a heck of a lot more with less. The executive order asking or telling agencies to take out $8 billion in real estate, for example. So if you take a look at how technology can really be an enabler to, you know, deliver on some of those requirements, it doesn't take long to get to this notion of lattice versus ladder.
Yeah. And increasingly, particularly those folks, but a lot of people, work isn't a place. It's really a mindset. It's something that you can do any place because you have the iPad or the whatever, or whatever kind of device, your laptop. You're not tied to that desk office.
Yeah, technology provides lots of opportunities to be quote unquote untethered, to use your words, for sure. But there's also smarter ways to work. And if you look at it from a cost perspective, coming up with, you know, could be hybrid solutions on when people are in the office or when they might be home. If you go back to, well, it wasn't even a year ago, right? The snowstorm of 2010 and the $70 million a day in lost productivity that it cost. If you look in the private sector, what's going on there, in fact, on the average day, 20% of the corporate workforce does not go to the physical office anymore. And again, on any given day, about 40% of corporate real estate sits idle and goes unused. So you can see how technology is playing a way in moving from work being through a very ladder mindset, a place you literally go, to in a lattice mindset, work really being what you do.
And it seems like part of this mindset change that's going on is we used to, you know, people, you had to see somebody in the office at 9 and they left at 5 and you would track it, and that was the way you moved up that career ladder, the people who stayed until 6 or 6:30. But now it seems like what changes is we're very much focused on, hold on, what results are you providing for the organization? How are you contributing to the mission of this organization? Yeah, it's tougher for the managers to do, but in a way, much more valuable to the overall focus mission of any organization.
Of any organization, and I would argue individuals as well.
Yeah.
You know, really the takeaway is as you shift to, you know, more ways that work can get done, is that you need to measure what matters versus measuring face time. Even, you know, people in the office today, I was speaking to an executive, and he's like, well, boy, if I let my people telecommute, how will I know that they're not doing the laundry?
Yeah.
And I said, what does it matter?
Right. If you're measuring that in terms of whether they're in your office, then you really need to reassess how you're measuring results.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I know what my people are doing if they're, you know, sitting at their desk. I said, you actually don't. You know they're sitting at their desk, and you know they're, you know, probably, you know, fixed on a computer screen. You don't know if they're on Craigslist or eBay or Facebook,
right,
or whatever else.
Yeah. Give us some tips on how to move to this more lattice kind of thinking.
Well, you know, we argue that a lot of this is already going on, that there are pockets of investments that are being made in technology, in social media, in, virtual work sites, in all kinds of workplace flexibility. So using more of a lattice lens or a lattice mindset, when, you know, making these investments and appropriations and widening the lens of acceptable ways that, you know, work and value can be contributed is a much better way to both engage the worker, and we all know that workers that are more engaged are certainly more productive on the one hand, and on the other hand, get a better return for those dollars that are being spent and are being vested in a better workplace.
And there are some, yes, it can be scary because you don't have as much, and I'm using air quotes, which work real well on the radio, but in air quotes, you don't have as much control over your workforce. But if done right, talk about making a real difference in terms of adding to the mission of the organization.
That's correct. And you bring up an excellent point that gets to another, what we say is lattice ways that happen around us. And one of them is certainly lattice ways that work gets done. Another one is lattice ways that you participate. And there used to be in the latter world, if you think about communication, it flowed very top down and maybe bottom up and
yeah.
filtered all the way through. And if you look at the way participation happens now, it's really kind of everybody in the pool.
Yeah.
People have a greater voice, and so therefore can make a better contribution.
Well, and I know a lot of agencies are now in this WikiLeaks environment are pulling things back, and they're going, oh, my goodness, what did I actually do? My sense is, guess what? Information, the world we live in, information is going to get out there in some form or fashion. The best you can do is control it as much as you can, but you're not going to stop it.
No, and it also provides for an environment where there's greater collaboration.
Yeah.
And yes, as you amply state, greater transparency.
And part of this is a mindset where, guess what, that all of us are much smarter than each of us individually, that real concept that all of us are in the same boat, and if you get everybody going in the same direction, you're not, for managers, you're not stuck in that corner office. You have a lot of people behind you ready to help.
You surely do in many respects, both physically and virtually. The notion of crowdsourcing within your agency, within your department, but also across agencies and departments as well.